tonight on the Pageant Cast, we have a great program lined up for you because we have Whitney Montgomery, Mrs. Texas Galaxy 2017. That's today on the Pageant Cast.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
My name is Trisha Branson. I am Mrs. Midwest, and you're watching the Pageant Cast.
You're watching the Pageant Cast, and I'm so pleased that you could. My name is Tim Crunchman. I'm the host, and I'm here broadcasting from beautiful Muskego, Wisconsin, the land of lakes and landfills. But you came for tonight's guest, and we've got a great one. We have Whitney Montgomery, Mrs. Texas Galaxy 2017. Hello, Whitney.
Hello, how are you?
Fantastic. So great to get to meet you. Now, where are we calling you tonight?
I am actually in Houston, well, a little north of Houston, in an area called Spring.
Okay.
So we just went through all the Hurricane Harvey stuff, still a lot of recovery here, but glad to be here with you guys tonight.
Well, we're glad that you can join us tonight. It's a beautiful evening for us to get to talk to a beautiful lady. I'm so pleased that you can come on the program. Now, I like to ask this question. I like to find out about your past. Now, what I mean is, what are some of your pagecedents? Now, by pagecedents, I mean your past pageant experience. What have you done to lead you on this road to become Mrs. Texas Galaxy 2017?
For sure. I actually did not start competing in pageants until I was an adult. So I didn't do this like my whole life or as a child. I did my first pageant in 2013, and at that time, I was part of the Texas International System, and I really enjoyed that. I was Mrs. Texas International in 2014, and after my year of service there, I just really found a niche, and I loved pageantry. As an adult, as a married woman, I realized just what it gave me as far as a platform to get out there and talk about things that I was passionate about. It was a new level of getting out in the community. So I always had my eye on the Galaxy pageant system, and I was just so honored this year when I was able to take the title of Mrs. Texas Galaxy.
What drew you to to Galaxy in particular? What was the aspect of, because we were talking before we went live here, how there's a lot of different pageants out there. What was the thing that drew you to Galaxy?
Galaxy is really neat because you hear so much about, you know, this bond that the pageant girls have, but truly Galaxy, just watching them, they are really like a family. They have competitors from, you know, the tiny little girls all the way up to here, the Mrs. They also have a Ms. division, which is really nice. So there's a wide range of girls and women and a lot of different cultures and backgrounds, and they truly have a more family type system. And they still give you, again, that avenue to get out there and do something that you're passionate about. But what really drew me in was honestly the fun factor, the bonding factor, that these women, they bonded together, but they also had continued connections even after their year of service was up.
So you make a lot of friends on that pageant,
sure,
don't you? That's fantastic. Now, are there any publications or websites that you keep a pulse on what's going on with pageants? Are there any that you'd like to recommend to our viewers?
Well, the Pageant Cast, of course.
Hold on.
Hello.
Excellent. Fantastic.
I did not get crowned. No. Honestly, I will be totally fair here. I am a complete social media addict, especially Facebook. So it's amazing just how much as you scroll through what you keep up with. And again, all the different pageant systems and seeing your connections who will compete in other systems and just kind of staying connected there. The Pageant Planet is one that I watch a lot as well. And I love keeping up with some of the pageant coaches and their publications about how to keep up with current events and just pageant tips and things like that. One that I really admire that I've used in the past is Valerie Hayes. So there's just people like that out there that, you just kind of make those connections and really get as much knowledge as you can about each system and then what's going on individually with the people competing in them.
Fantastic. Now, I'm looking at your crown, and I'm not sure if it looks different because it's a state galaxy crown, or
yes.
Is it okay? And I see some pink in there. Am I seeing that correctly?
Yes, they're kind of iridescent, so they kind of pick up different light. But yes, there's some kind of pink and blues in there. But this is the state crown. The new galaxy, actually, this year for the international title holders. Mm-hmm. And you, I think Jessica will be on in a few weeks. You'll see. I mean, they are the most beautiful crowns I have ever seen. But they, too, have the different colored crystals in them as well.
Well, they actually had a hard act to follow because the old crown, or
it was amazing.
I don't want to call it old, but
right?
the previous crown, there, I got myself out of trouble. The previous crown was always one of the top crowns that people talked about. That was a driving factor all along, but it also was approximately 85 pounds.
Yes, it is very heavy. Yes, I still would love to wear that international crown someday as well. But yes, I definitely plan on going back and competing at large at the Galaxy next year as well. I would just love to have that opportunity. But it's a massive crown, but it's worth the wait to get out there and do things. So
let's talk about Nationals for a bit. Where was it held? What were some of the highlights?
It was held in Orlando this year in July, and I would say, again, when I arrived in Orlando, again, I was pretty new to the Galaxy system, but when I arrived, immediately felt the warmth, especially from the international director. One of my highlights, truly, I know you hear a lot, some of the directors will almost separate themselves from the contestants, you know, just to kind of keep their distance. But what I loved about Maria, who's the international director at Maria Torres, she really took an interest in each person, took time to get to know them and to bond with them and to form a relationship. And I love that because I really felt connected at that point. But some of the highlights too, we had a great week. We had a pajama party where each state or region would do a skit to kind of represent their area, so that was fun. We have a white party where we're all wearing our white cocktail dresses and we just get to know each other and just have a fun night. Some photo shoots that were fun. There's just a lot of fun and bonding involved in the week that we're there. And you leave, of course, everyone wants to leave there with the huge crown, but you honestly leave there with some really, really good new relationships. And I love that. I mean, some of my closest friends now, even within the last few months, have come from the Galaxy system.
That is so great. Now, Whitney, we talked about this a little bit before
yes.
we came on the air, and this is a segment we like to call Show and Tell.
Love
it's
it.
Just like okay. you're back in school. Here, let me write this on the chalkboard. There we go. So what did you bring for Show and Tell?
Well, I actually wrote and had published my very first children's book last year, and it is called, let me see if I can get it in, oh, wrong way, I Am a Child. This is something I wrote because my platform is CASA, which is court-appointed special advocates who volunteer and speak on behalf of foster children in the courts. We adopted my son through foster care, which started my interest in fostering and in CASA because our CASA volunteer played such an important role in the foster and adoption of our son. So this book I wrote, and actually the illustrator is absolutely phenomenal as well, and she was an art teacher for my children at their elementary school, but the front cover actually kind of resembles my son. So I wrote the book basically telling children, foster children, and those who aren't foster children, that they're very similar. They have the same likes, dislikes, dreams, fears, those kind of things, and they should be treated no differently. So this is something, every time a child comes into foster care, the CASA advocate will give them a book to have as their own, because a lot of them come in with nothing, no belongings, so we want to give them a little gift, and that's what I wrote this book for. So we're trying to get this into the hands of all those coming into foster care. But I mean, the illustrations are just phenomenal. I don't know if you can kind of see that. They're just wonderful. So that was a neat neat thing I have. So that is my show and tell.
So where can people get this if they have a friend that's got a foster kid or they know of somebody? How do they get a hold of this book?
Well, you can message me directly on Facebook, or I have a website, which is www.fosteringlovefostersLife.com, and you can send me a message and order through there as well.
FosteringLoveFostersLife.com. And we have the very special URL right over there. Right over there,
everybody. Hey, thank you.
And, right over there. And we'll have that linked in our show notes as well when we get everything under control that way.
And something else that, and some people want the book for themselves, but also I've had people who have actually purchased the books, donated the money, and had me send them to CASA programs across the United States so that each CASA program would have them available to give to the kids coming into care as well.
And there's CASA all across the country. So there's a local chapter. I think if I remember, it's CASA.org. I might be wrong. You can try com, but I think it's an org.
I think the national is an org, yes. And in Texas alone, we have 71 programs. So it's a big organization. So.
Well, you know what, though? I've heard this once or twice from some of your other people in your state. I heard that Texas is a little bit on the large side.
It's a little bit on the large side.
It's a little bit on the large side. So it probably takes 70-something to cover all of it.
And even then, I'm sure there's some areas that are left out. So
absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about the competition itself out there in Orlando. What is your favorite phase of competition? What's the part that you look forward to?
I actually love interview. I love a chance to express myself and get to know the judges and let them get to know me a little bit, because I feel like, you know, stage is fun. And of course, we all love to be on stage, but to really get to know a person and what their purpose is and why they're doing pageants and what they're going to do once they win that title and what they've already done with the title they have, because I think that's the most important to me part of pageantry, because we can all have the hair and makeup and get dressed up, but most of us are not spending our year walking on a stage in front of people. You're spending your days out working with people and volunteering. So to know, I love that part, just to kind of get to know what we really have done and what we plan to do with our year.
Now, I always ask this when people bring up interview at Galaxy, what type of interview? I believe, if I remember correctly, it's panel style.
Yes, it's panel style. It is quick. I will say that was probably one of the fastest 5 minutes of my life. You're like, wait, because I'm a talker, and I'm like, wait, I want to say more. But yes, it was a panel style there. And so it wasn't current events or anything like that. It's just getting to know you and about your platform.
I'll tell you, with 5 minute interviews when it's panel style, it is not assured that each one of your judges is going to get a question in. That's just not assured.
And we had a huge, huge panel this year because it was an anniversary year for Maria and the Galaxy System. So she had a lot of past queens who came back to actually judge. So it was quite a large panel. So I think only three of them actually got to ask a question. So
that always is daunting when you're a judge. You all want to ask questions.
You're wanting to ask.
See, my personal thing, I've got questions or stock questions, and I get to ask questions of you beautiful ladies with the program whenever I want. When I judge, I want to sit back and actually watch and listen and actively engage. My problem as a judge is I'm thinking about what I'm going to say next, and that is not the way it should be.
And then you're not listening. Yeah, it's hard to concentrate.
Right, it's difficult. So did you get any strange questions?
No, this year was pretty straightforward, so that was nice. And I will say that something different about Galaxy that I didn't have in the other system, and a lot of Mrs. systems don't do, is we got to do fun fashion on stage, and I thought that was neat, because that's usually reserved for teen and Miss, and so that was different as a Mrs. this year. So I would say that that's another part this year that I really enjoyed, because you have a little bit more time to kind of let loose and not be quite so pageant walk. You know, you have time to show your personality a little bit.
That's great. Is there anything in particular, any appearances or anything that you're doing that you want to make sure our viewers know about with your year of service?
I think, you know, this year I had one thing planned, and I will be honest, I think this year is going to be turn into something a little different. After the Hurricane Harvey, and then Irma, and now the most recent, the Maria, I have friends also in Puerto Rico. A lot of our Galaxy pageant sisters are also from Puerto Rico. So I think the year's changing a little bit, because a lot of what I've done in the last month has turned into restoring hope to the victims of the hurricane and the flooding. And a plan I have coming up is actually doing the same, traveling to Puerto Rico to take help there and also restore hope over there. So that's kind of changed my course a little bit. But in general, again, my passion and my initial platform is the foster care, and I will continue. I'm doing what's called a book tour. I am going to visit some different camps, foster children camps across the United States, and actually take and share my book, do some readings. And I love that. It's an appearance I can't really share as much, like on social media, and show people, because for legal reasons, you aren't sharing pictures of foster kids and things like that. So a lot of that is like that hidden thing that I do that's my passion. But the crown definitely helps get me into those areas and invited to spend more time with those kiddos. And that's truly my favorite part, is spending time with the kids and just seeing them and giving them hope. Because I think so many of them just, you know, they fear that they don't have the right clothes, they don't have the right things to get out and do things. And I was talking with someone today, another friend of mine, and we were talking about, you know, we want people to be out there and experience things. We don't want them to miss experience or opportunities because of the fear of that they're not good enough, or that they're different than somebody, or they don't have the right clothes. So that's kind of the message that I hope to get out through this year, to have people get out and actually experience life, experience volunteering. Because I think, you know, too, when you get out there and volunteer, even through this hurricane thing, when you're the one volunteering, you often get more back than what you put in. And I think that changes people.
Fantastic. Now, we're just about out of time. I want to ask you, is there anything that I didn't ask, or something that you wanted to make sure our viewers knew that I didn't cover?
You did a great interview. See, you would be a good, good pageant judge. No, I think that's it. I want to say to those considering entering a pageant, or who've looked at it and even the thought has crossed their mind a little bit, but they think they could never do it, that it is something that truly, truly has a positive impact on your life. I can say that I never would have seen myself in a pageant 4 years ago. And once I did it, you know, I kind of get some heat sometimes, you know, when you continue to do it over and over, but it really is something that draws you in, because it's such a positive experience. And not only the relationships you develop, but the people that you impact and that impact your life. So whether you're five, or whether you're in your 40s like me, or even older, like, it's never too late to get out there and to make a difference. And so step out of your comfort zone. You have no idea what's in store, and it's just a great opportunity.
Well, we're at that final phase of this interview, and this is, of course, the infamous Let's See Your Best Pageant Wave. I'll set the scene. You are on the back of a convertible. You are in a parade. Let's see that best pageant wave. Okay, that's pretty standard. That's called a barn door, by the way.
Oh, I can
nice!
Tell.
Put a salute in there. Oh, God. I don't think I've seen that before. Very good.
Like the dab is really popular. I have three kids right now, so I got to stay with the cool times. So
you're the cool mom? Is that what it
I
is?
Try. I hope so. I'm the cool mom, but I also definitely want my kids to respect authority. So I'm the cool mom, semi-friend, but, you know, also have to play the disciplined mom role. So.
Yeah, you got to do it both. Well, fantastic. Thank you so much for coming on tonight's show. We really appreciate it. And something we like to do at the end is both say Tierra Dreams, which I put right there.
Okay. Right there.
Let's say goodnight to everybody. Tierra Dreams.
Tierra Dreams.
Join the Facebook group that's taking Facebook by storm, the Great Lakes Pageant Scene. It's a forum for pageants held in states bordering the Great Lakes, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, and even into the province of Ontario. This is no void forum. We don't allow bashing, but we do allow great pageant results, pageant contestant and title holder appearance announcements, photos, videos, podcasts, and articles. That's the Great Lakes Pageant Scene on Facebook.
Hope you're enjoying this pageant cast, the internet's first podcast dedicated to the world of women and beauty pageants. This is Jessie Ledoux, Miss International 2013, wishing you Tiara Dreams. Pageant Cast.